pendant a small cross of gold thread in place of a tassel. The whole contraption was brand new and had a bright shining peak. "Stand up," said the form master. He rose. His cap fell to the ground. The class began to laugh. He bent down to pick it up. The boy next him knocked it out of his hand with a jerk of the elbow. He picked it up again. "I should be obliged if you would get rid of your helmet," said the form master, who had a pretty wit. There was a roar of laughter which put the poor little chap quite out of countenance. So confused was he that he didn't know whether to keep the cap in his hand, to leave it lying on the ground, or to put it on his head. He resumed his seat and laid it on his lap. "Stand up," said the form master again, "and tell me your name." The new boy stammered out something wholly unintelligible. "Again." Once more we heard the sound of garbled syllables drowned by the shout of the clerk. "Louder," said the master, "louder." The little fellow, as though making a desperate resolve, opened his enormous mouth, and with the full force of his lungs, as though he were calling to someone at a distance, enunciated the single word,